we have with us, deep from some unknown exotic enclave in the hinterlands of the state of New Jersey, a sociocultural never-never land, a group about which I've heard very little, and I guess we're going to learn more. We have a crack reporter in the studio who will dig into the depths of this group, but first I think we'll let them play a little bit of music. Their name is Badu. All right, gentlemen, you may.
Thank you, Rob. We are going to open up with a traditional number from our island, Hoboken, which begins first with our percussionist on Doombek. Myth of our people tells why the pineapple is sacred. Not many people know about pineapple cultivation on Hoboken, but it is our principal industry. And once a year for 14 days, we get together on the beaches of the island and engage in our national sport, which is promiscuity, for 14 days and nights to ensure the health of our pineapple crop. And when we get together, we sing all the traditional songs, the chief one of which is this one. It's called Yainif Wai Hei. It goes like this. I'd like to translate a little bit. What the song concerns is our original creation myth about the journey of the white dove across the Atlantic Ocean. And the white dove carried the first white god to our islands. The first white god to our islands became named Ofe, the white god. And he was always in perpetual battle with our Symbionese native god, who we call Sinku in our native language. And they engaged in life and death struggle for 14 nights while we practiced promiscuity on the beach. And eventually, of course, like all creation myths, good wins, evil loses, and the crops rise. And we sing.
Oh,
That's the first creation myth of our people on our island. And of course, our island is the source of the Badu music, where the Badu music originally comes from. And the next tune we would like to do is a little bit about the explanation of Badu music and where it comes from. For that tune, I will be switching off to the Doombek, and our percussionist, world-class Jones, will be taking over on the one-string synthesis.
You're tuned to WFMU Wasted Vinyl.
Excuse the dead air time. We are professional enough to know how bad it sounds, but we are very poor people and can only afford one Doombek.
Yes, we can relate to that here at WFMU.
Can you hear me? Yes, I hope you can.
It sounds beautiful.
Yabada. 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 Badu badu ba yabada. Badu badu ba yabada. Badu ba yabada. Badu ba yabada. Badu ba.
Microphone to my co-vocalist there, get him on there. His part of the myth is very important. So, the black god of night, who we call Sinkyu, was in captivity for many years, the victim of Ofe, the white god. And eventually he plotted his escape and his revenge on Ofe. And he felt that what he needed to do was kidnap the daughter of one of the prominent Ofe lesser gods called Randahurs, whose daughter was called Patihurs. And he took her and imprisoned her within what we call the sacred garbage can, and then became very legendary in our island, closet captivity, at which Sinkyu sat outside the closet and sang this song to Patihurs. Yabada, yabada. Yabada. Badu badu. Yabada. Sana na 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 job. Symbolically, the knocking sound you hear represents the knocking at the door of the closet. Each time Patihurs begged to be released, she said that she finally understood the true meaning of the words that Sinkyu had been singing to her. And they go, Yabada.
Yabada.
Yabada. do with a mating call heard between the wild iguanas, imitated by our people in song, but the exact meaning of it has been lost over time. But one part of the song always remains the same, and it's the part we always like to come back to just before we end it. It goes like this. Yabada.
Badu badu.
Yabada.
Badu badu.
Yabada.
Badu badu.
Yabada bada 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 bada. That's a traditional tune, ya bada, badu badu.
What a culture! Wow.